Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, go ahead and take in a long, slow, deep breath. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. And let it out. As you continue to breathe in, be reminded of God breathing his very breath of life, his invisible, personal, life-giving presence into the first human. As you breathe in, just receive his life as a gift. As you breathe out, just allow yourself to relax into his presence, into his goodness, into his grace. God, we ask that you would fix our attention on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. We invite you to be present with us in these next few moments, to lead and to guide, to fill, to saturate. Holy Spirit, would you speak to us as we meditate on your word? From the book of John, Jesus speaks in chapter 15, saying, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Take in a deep breath and allow your mind to be fixated on love. As you think about that word, what's brought to your mind? What pictures does it bring up? What images, what feelings? Paul, describing love to a church in the book of Corinthians, says this: love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but it rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, it hopes all things, it endures all things. Love never ends. Take a moment and recall to mind a time when someone was abundantly patient with you. How did that make you feel? Love is patient. Have you ever experienced a moment where another person had every reason to speak to you in a cold or frustrated manner, and yet instead poured out kindness? How did that kindness make you feel? Love is kind. Think of someone you know who is secure enough to rejoice in your successes with no need to turn the conversation toward theirs. What is it like to be around that person? Love does not envy or boast. Do you know someone who is more interested in where you are at and what your heart's desire is than what they want? How do they make you feel? Thank you. love does not insist on its own way. Who do you know that takes pleasure in what will bring life and joy to others? What does being around them stir within you? Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with what is true. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Love never ends. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved, patient, kind, not envying or boastful, not arrogant or rude, not insisting on his own way, not irritable or resentful, not rejoicing at wrongdoing, but rejoicing with the truth, bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things, enduring all things, never ending. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Love. God is love. God, we thank you for your love, that you are love, that you have demonstrated the most epic love, that you have given to us such full love. Thank you for the cost of your love that you paid willingly for the joy set before you. that you have borne in our hearts and minds, that you have given to us, that you have saturated us with, that you are filling us with, and leading us into the love that you are calling us to replicate, to put on display for one another. Would you help us to be women and men of love, to be people of love, to be those who daily allow you to fill us with your love and pour it out to others. May we be known for our love for one another. May we imitate your love and be known as your daughters and your sons. Help us to be a people of love. Jesus, thank you for your love. And we pray all of these things in your name. Amen.